Welcome to the People Stack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I am a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the People Stack. Before we dive into this episode, I'd like to invite you to join our Slack team, Climbing the Tech Leadership Ladder. Join a community of other tech managers who are learning what it really takes to upgrade your teams, your careers, your paychecks, and your life. Send a quick "I'd like to join your Slack" email to slack@thepeoplestack.com. We'll see you in there and enjoy the episode.
Hey there, folks. Rob Allen here, co-CEO of the People Stack, where we help folks just like you get your dream jobs, your dream careers, and the dream life that goes along with it. And that means not having to compromise on the little things that are the most important to you. Today, on today's episode, we're going to talk about what to do when you keep procrastinating on things you know you need to do. Now, for many of you, that procrastination can take many different forms. For some people, it's putting off a conversation with your leadership to ask for a raise or to ask for a promotion or a new project or change of resources or something to that effect. Some conversation that you're expecting is going to either not go exactly the way you want or is going to get really creepy crawly around why you want the things that you want. Perhaps it's something as simple as posting an updated version of your resume. Again, it's something intellectually you know you need to do in order to get the next level job, even if it's going to be with the same company you're at right now. But you're just not doing it. For others, it's reading a book that you said you would or that you've heard from others is important or valuable for you to look into. And still for others, it's following up on an email. Maybe it was a friend who reached out and said, "Hey, we've got an opening at our organization that sounds perfect for you. Why don't you come give it a shot?" And you just can't bring yourself to hit reply and say what's on your heart. It doesn't matter functionally what it is. Instead, what people keep doing, and you're not alone in this. A lot of folks do this. Pretty much just everybody does this at some point in time or other. When you're doing it all the time, though, and when doing it is holding you back, that's when we need to stop and have a conversation about what's going on there. I'm going to tell you a really important truth about this, though. Functionally, fundamentally, it doesn't matter why you're procrastinating. What really matters is what objectives do you have? What outcomes do you want to achieve? And what's it going to take to get to those outcomes? Now, maybe it's that thing you're putting off, but most likely the reason you're putting it off is because it's completely tangential to what you personally really want. And if you're screaming back at me, "Rob, I really want to produce this report," then we need to stop and talk about why. Why do you want to do that thing intellectually? What's the intellectual reason for doing that task? And then why is that task itself important? Who is it important to? Why is it important to them? How is the world going to be materially different when you do that task? Most likely what you're going to find when you keep asking yourself why that's important, why that matters, you're going to keep coming up to large platitudes like, "It's good for my career," or "to maintain a friendship," or "to be nice to my boss," or "to whatever it is." Functionally, it needs to be your goal, yours. And yours alone. Don't let anybody else tell you why something should be important to you, not even me. Instead, connect to your own internal why. Why do you want the things that you want? And we talk with folks about this kind of stuff all the time. So when somebody comes to me and they say that they want to make $250,000 a year, my first question is, okay, great. What's it for? Oh, it's to pay down debts. Sorry, you want to make a bunch more money so you can give it to other people to pay off decisions you made a long time ago? Okay, what's the real number? What's the real situation that gets you so far beyond making up for your past that you're now crafting a beneficial, wonderful, powerful future for yourself and the people around you? 400K, great. All right, 400K is a good chunk of change each month. How are you gonna spend it? What are you gonna use that 400K on? Savings, oh, you're gonna put it all in a bank. Okay, great. And at what point will you consider the bank to be full? Retirement, interesting, okay. And what is it that you want to do in retirement in 20 years that all of that pile of cash is going to be so beneficial for? Okay. Why don't you want to do those things now instead? Connect to your own why. Connect to the real reason you want to do a thing, or have a thing, or build a thing, or go to a place. Because until you know what the real why is, you're not going to be able to get past whatever it is that's stopping you from doing things that'll move you forward. So I don't want you to focus on what you're procrastinating against. You don't want to talk to your boss? That's fine. There's a damn good reason you don't want to talk to that boss. Why don't you want to talk to that boss? Why don't you want to have that conversation? What makes you think it's going to go the way you don't want? What would it look like if it went exactly the way you wanted? Imagine that. What if the reason you weren't posting your resume is because you didn't know what you wanted to really do, so just getting another job isn't going to fix it? What if the reason that you're not reading that book that you told somebody you'd want to read, or that you think you should read, or that just seems like everybody's reading, is because it doesn't resonate with you? That topic doesn't hold your interest. What if the reason you're not following up on the email to the friend who sent you the job opportunity is because you don't want to work for that company? You don't want to do that job. You don't know what you want to do. What if? So connect back to your why. Connect back to your why, connect to your purpose, and then take the next action. I'm not one for tattoos myself, but if I got one, it would be that right here on my forearm. Reconnect to purpose, take the next action. It's not sexy, I get it. But it's an empowering set of thoughts. It's an empowering set of steps that'll get you past even the worst procrastination. Because most people are procrastinating because they don't know their purpose. They don't know their why. They don't know the why of that email. They don't know the why of that book. They don't know the why of posting their resume. They don't know why of that conversation. And instead of connecting to that why, they spend their entire lives learning more about how. Self-help books, programming books, YouTubes, Twitter feeds, entire Slacks are dedicated to the how around careers, personal growth, leadership, coding, product management, project management, all of it. And none of it at all matters. matters. Unless you can connect to your why, unless you can connect to the reason that it makes sense or is interesting specifically to you. Now, many people are out there going about a career, going about a job, going about a life, according to somebody else's formula, according to a formula that was passed down from their parents, passed down from friends, from their peer group, whatever. They're running along doing things because that's the order that you do things in order to get ahead by this definition of get ahead. What if none of that mattered to you? What if, for you, getting ahead instead of moving into management meant that you got continually more and more and more interesting development projects? What if, instead of doing the same work over and over and over again, day in and day out, getting ahead meant you had some variety? What if getting ahead meant you got to work 20 to 30 hours a week for the same salary and got to spend more time with your kids, more time with your friends, more time painting landscapes, more time walking through the park, more time driving your car, more time traveling this planet of ours? Whatever your why, making music, listening to music, making movies or listening, watching movies, you need to connect to that why. And when you connect to that why, the next action is going to be clear, undeniable, and you will stop at nothing to do it, no matter what, I guarantee it. And for some people, the thing that they're procrastinating on is reaching out to talk to my team because either they don't have their why yet and they think that they need that before they call us, or they have their why and they don't know how we can help. Either way, take an hour. 1 hour. You're already wasting so much of that time on useless books, doom scrolling whatever social media you have instead of doing the things that are on your to-do list because it's daunting and ugly and you're just trying to keep away from it. Instead, spend that hour with my team of career strategists who can help you connect to your why and figure out what the next action is. To get there, go to thepeoplestack.com/book. And there, you can take that time with my team. It's going to be the most powerful 1 hour of your life. And when you have that time and you're talking to them, they're going to connect with what's working in your career and what's not. And they're going to connect with where you want to go, not where other people told you you should go, not where other people said you might be able to go, not where, you know, your parents said it would be great and they'd be proud of you if. No, where do you want to go? And then, if all of our team can help get you there, we'll tell you and show you how. And if we can't, we'll tell you that and point you in the right direction for something that'll serve you better to that why. So go to thepeoplestack.com/book today, right now, and book that slot. My career strategists are ready to talk to you and they love helping people through these challenges. Go ahead, give them a ring. It's gonna be the best hour of your life. Have a great day, folks.
And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.